Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, conspiracy theories are running wild tonight about the Army's plan for a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jade Helm 15. While the military says it's just training soldiers for the realities of war, critics say the Army is preparing for modern-day martial law.
We really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs. And to defeat law enforcement techniques.
We're training exactly for what?
I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
The nice thing about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team that's trying to get in, they safely can pull right through them. Take enemy fire and still try to address threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have weapons here locally.
So what happens if the PLR take over? Country run by terrorists ain't good.
Bro, America was founded by terrorists for terrorists. What do you think the fucking Revolutionary War was? History is determined by the fucking victim. How did you even get into the Marines?
Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Who? Founding Fathers. You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
You mean George Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Paul McGuire? Yeah. These guys right here, let me ask you something. Did they try to scare people?
Oh, yeah.
They tried to intimidate the British. Did they use acts of violence? Your founding fathers, my founding fathers, were involved in acts of terrorism against British officials.
Jade Helm troops who operate undetected amongst civilian population. And, of course, the military people and the vets are not buying any of it. They're not stupid. You can read about how it's to get the hearts and minds and how to get the public used to working and the local police working with the military. I mean, everybody who's been in the military knows about the secret EOD program going on for 18 years. Their whole ordnance disposal, you know, quote, the Army's going to show up to defuse a bomb. But then you get the internal agreements. It's for everything from warrant service to checkpoints with military personnel in nondescript blue jumpsuits, just like the Army Ranger called in and said they were wearing EPA blue jumpsuits. It's always blue or tan jumpsuits. And it might say EPA. It might say police. It might say park service. Training with the police, training with locals in plain clothes, quote, doing suspicious activities, is to train the police to work with the military in covert operations and to condition the military to accept it and to condition the public to accept it. And then when we cover it and talk about it, they practice the PSYOP in real time, putting out this information. I can see the script from Army Times to Military.com to Stars and Stripes to Bloomberg to Daily Beast to Vice to the Houston Chronicle. And no exaggeration today. You go search Jade Helm. There are now hundreds of articles, and in almost all of them, yours truly is being demonized. Jones, who's warned of an imminent takeover for decades, keeps claiming it's going to happen, but of course it never does. No, it never does. Checkpoints, TSA, open spying, highway dividers being put up nationwide, open manuals that the number one enemy's veterans and gun owners and Christians. I mean, come on. This is the PSYOP. We're going to break. I'm going to do one segment on the reauthorization of the Patriot Act, Oklahoma City 20 years later, and then special guests are joining us.
The experts are clear.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
A lot of people have heard about the Franklin cover-up. It was Senator DeCamp that wrote a book, I don't know, almost 20 years ago, claiming that Boys Town, and even on my show, talked about Penn State being a pedophile front, at least part of it. And all that came out in the news later. Well, we've got an author who's written a book on the subject and has some pretty amazing contacts. Confessions of a D.C. Madam, The Politics of Sex, Lies, and Blackmail, Henry W. Vinson with Nick Bryant. Joining us coming up today, and I don't really know where to start with this in the next segment because it's such a huge, huge subject, and some of the stuff one of these guys has been involved in is, well, over the top. So I'm just going to let them speak for themselves, I think, because I've researched this. I've looked into it quite a bit. I knew the D.C. madam, interviewed her right before she died, talked to her a few times off air. This is a scary book. We're not selling it at InfoWarsStore.com. We should be, but we're not yet. Confessions of a D.C. Madam. It's coming up through investigative journalism in the next few segments. That said, I mentioned this earlier, but I want to hit it right now because it's a big deal. Congress is attempting to reauthorize key Patriot Act provisions, which is the opposite of a patriot, by sneaking it into a USA Freedom Act. Now, remember, all the NSA spying, all the Patriot Act, didn't get rid of Al-Qaeda. It's now metamorphosized into ISIS, and it's 20 times bigger. And we're being told, give all our rights up, prepare for imminent Al-Qaeda attacks, ISIS attacks. So it is all a giant fraud. Giving up your liberty does not give you security. We're always told there's a trade-off, an equation. You give up liberty, you're safer. No, you have more liberty, you're safer historically. But we all play along with the narrative. It's like U.S. propaganda, you know, claims Russia started the war in Ukraine. It's not U.S. propaganda. It's mega global banks that have already conquered us that are using American muscle and our credit line to launch wars all over the world, which we don't even get the spoils of. If I was a sociopath, I want to say this right now. If I was a sociopath, or one worse, a sadistic psychopath, I would be against starting a war with Russia and the New World Order because it's not for me, it's not for my family, it doesn't get me ahead. Now, I happen to be a person that's moral and cares. And I guess sociopaths and psychopaths can't seem to fight against evil even when it's in their own interest. That's one of the mysteries of the universe, but I guess they can't go against their father, the devil. All I know is, for my own self-preservation, fighting this is the right course. That's a no-brainer. I want a high standard of law. I want a high standard of human rights. I want a high standard of due process. I want a high standard of freedom because I want to enjoy it. And I want my kids to enjoy it. And I want the security and the protection that comes with being a free state where everybody wants to come here. But you don't get handouts. like Switzerland. You come to the country where people want to work and want to share ideas. We become the opposite of that in many ways. But still, there is a kernel of greatness to America. We were exceptional. But we're not exceptional because we have transgender bathrooms. Hey, great, transgender bathrooms. Point is, that shouldn't be our mission. Those are all distractionary, infighting tools by social engineers to get us fighting with each other. And I'm here to try to get people to see the rabbit trick, how the scam works, how it operates. So Congress is attempting to reauthorize key Patriot Act provisions for NSA, warrantless spying, sneak and peek, breaking your house, NDAA, disappear you. I mean, you talk about give up liberty, you get security. No, you don't. Give up liberty, it's like giving up atmosphere or gravity. Your muscles atrophy and fall apart. It is the animating contest of liberty that makes the man, that makes the woman. Making it part of something that ostensibly appears to be reining in surveillance powers. That's right, the USA Freedom Act, which is bipartisanly supported, actually brings the Patriot Act back in. Gosh, just these people. NSA and FBI fight to retain spy powers as surveillance law nears expiration. Simply amazing that that is going on, and that is in mainstream news. That is out of the London Guardian. So they get it right. Not that the Guardian's perfect, but they actually break it down. Meanwhile, RFID tracking system to replace license plate. License plates are a once sensible administrative tool that today undercuts privacy. That's out of the Washington Examiner. Yes, they're already barcodes. They're already RFID because license plate reading cameras already scan it and track it. But now with RFID, you won't be able to escape it. They'll track everywhere you go, everything you do, so the system can game what you're doing and do things like not fix roads that aren't toll roads to force you onto toll roads. You see, so many good people say, Alex, I have nothing to hide. I don't care if I'm being spied on. Then put, when you're going on a trip on Facebook, and put your alarm code on Facebook or Twitter, and put where you live and where your jewelry is, you're going to get robbed. You lock your doors, you lower your blinds, because it's a simple, basic security measure. And it's a simple privacy instinctive measure. That if you went back 3,000 years ago in what is Germania today, or 3,000 years ago, what is Central Africa today, at the gates to a village, they would post guards at night. And do you know why they did that or why they would close the gate at night? So wild elephants didn't come in, or tigers or lions, depending on what part of the world you lived in, tigers, India, lions, Africa, or a cave bear in Germany, what's Germany today. I mean, you know, I lock my door not because I'm a coward, but because you're going to have to knock it down to get in. Then I'm going to be waiting for you, and I got teeth and claws. And so the idea that we should have everything unencrypted and open to the government. Oh, and then all the hackers and criminals as well, and the criminals in government that are constantly selling data to foreign governments and corporations. I mean, is this a joke? Did you know since the NSA started ubiquitous spying in the last few decades that no one at the NSA can check and see in the database who accessed the database? It's designed for internal groups to engage in fraud and the takedown of the country, and that indeed has happened. The opposite of national security, again. $5 trillion later, that's conservative, how much just some of these wars have cost. Five, in fact, that's a low number. The Iraq war was $3 trillion, Afghanistan $1.5 trillion domestic. That's $6 trillion. $6 trillion later, are you safer now? The answer is no. They say ISIS is everywhere. Give up your rights. Oh, my gosh, they're going to attack any minute. Why would government and other corporate interests ever stop something like Islamic State or Al-Qaeda if that group being out there allowed them to basically take freedom domestically here? Think about that. Think about how long all of this has been going on. The big threat is the big government because it becomes the dashboard, the control panel for special interests that can move those levers to get in there and control our lives. And then you wonder how the special interests control Congress. The way it starts when you're first a senator or a member of the House is it's the most beautiful women you've ever seen in your life start hitting on you at the gym or your favorite barbecue place or at church. They don't care where you go. And pretty soon, as a man, you can't say no. And then they say, Senator or Congressman, we're going to release this in the news, your girlfriends and all the rest of it, if you don't play ball. Now, that's the good guys. The bad guys get in the upper-level clubs because they're willing to do stuff to kids. And it's come out in the news that they get involved with the kids, not because they're even into it, but because that's like the gangster ritual or initiation. You've heard about different black gangs, white gangs, Hispanic gangs, they're all the same. You got to kill an old lady, you got to kill somebody, you got to rob a liquor store and shoot the clerk. Well, to get into the upper elite, you got to want to rape children. We're going to look at all this and more straight ahead with Confessions of a DC Madam. I'm Alex Jones. We're going down the rabbit hole. Stay with us. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season. Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy.
I'm not going to go over their bios for you, but I'm aware of the work of both individuals. The book is excellent. We're not selling it. You can find it online or Amazon.com. Confessions of a DC Madam, The Politics of Sex, Lies, and Blackmail. Henry W. Benson with Nick Bryant. And now for the rest of the hour, I really want to try to give these guys the floor, because if I start asking questions, we're going to go down some rabbit trails. Henry Vinson was a male madam over a major gay escort operation that's on record in D.C. And from what I've seen, that's more popular in D.C. from the news we followed than the other way. And then, of course, Nick Bryant has written on the Franklin cover-up and other major issues that we're well-versed on here. The blog is blog.com, confessionsofadcmadam.com. The book is Confessions of a DC Madam. If you want to know why Washington is so controlled and why it's so corrupt, it's blackmail. And you can't even get into the club unless they think you're blackmailable. And this gets into, in the case of the Franklin cover-up, underage, you name it. I interviewed Deborah Jean Palfrey before she died. The famous D.C. madam, they obviously murdered her. Her death note, suicide note wasn't even in her handwriting. I had her condo manager that she owned, friends, send me her lease, her handwriting. I had the Florida State Police calling me about it. I mean, this was a big deal when it happened. I was on Fox News, CNN, you name it. So my point is, we've studied this. And this is how they're controlling people. So who should start first here? Henry Vinson, to give us the overview as a former gay madam, or Nick Bryant to give us some of the larger picture. Where should we start, gentlemen?
Let Henry start with the overview.
Yeah, Henry, for the rest of this 6, 7, 8 minutes of this segment, break down why this is important and what you cover in the book and why folks should investigate it.
Well, I ran the largest gay escort service ever been exposed in Washington, D.C., and my ultimate downfall was precipitated by the fact that I provided escorts to a CIA asset named Craig Spence, who used my escorts to blackmail politicians and other power brokers. I ultimately became the fall guy for a sprawling conspiracy whose cover-up was engineered at the pinnacle of the Bush 1 administration. And I haven't told my story, and this is the first time I've told it, but I've undergone a 25-year character assassination by the media. And I believe the American political system has become a wayward aberration of the ideas it was built upon. And I believe that blackmail has played an integral role in hijacking our political system. And that's my reasons for writing the book, and that's basically what it's about. And in my experience, blackmail plays an integral role in the American political process. But blackmailers and their blackmail targets would never divulge such misconduct for the obvious reasons. Blackmailers would be subjected to criminal prosecution, and their blackmail targets would be subjected to either persecution or prosecution for the conduct that led them to be blackmailed in the first place.
So it's WMD. It's mutually assured destruction, MAD.
That's right. Political blackmail is almost never made public, and if it does become public, it's usually years after the fact. Just look at J. Edgar Hoover, for example.
Amazing. Please break it down.
And I think that Larry Craig is an example of a congressman who was possibly compromised. Craig was in D.C. for nearly 30 years as a U.S. representative and a senator.
And given Craig's status as a conservative Republican, if word of his shadow life leaked out, it would result in political suicide and public disgrace. But his runaway libido compelled him to take mind-boggling risks. And I find it impossible to believe that Craig's homosexual exploits were unnoticed by the blackmail ring that I provided with escorts, because I provided Craig with escorts, and the ring was well aware of all my patrons. And I'm also of the belief that the foremost explanation that can be offered concerning Craig's brazen exploits with regards to his homosexuality is that he was compromised and was mindful that his brazen exploits would be covered up. So I think that it's much more prevalent blackmail than what many people believe.
Let me ask you this question, just because it's interesting to understand the mindset. Do Republicans like more gay escorts or female escorts, or is it Democrats? Because I've always been told, for whatever reason, Republicans are more into men than the Democrats, or is that not true?
Well, I operated an escort service during the Bush 1 and the Reagan administration, so they certainly did. They were a lot of my clients, so I think that the Republicans do use a lot of gay escorts.
Well, I remember the Washington Times doing a cover page series of articles about the underage callboy ring busted at the Bush senior White House and how that almost brought down the administration. I wonder how you get an ultra-right-wing publication like the Washington Times ready to report on something like that.
Well, the media covered this up quite a bit, and that's a rather complex answer as to why that happened, and I think that it has to do with CIA infiltrating the media, because 90% of the media is controlled by five major corporations.
And if you're a new listener, we'll put it back on screen. We found the Washington Times headline, actual scan, homosexual prostitution inquiry ensnares VIPs with Reagan Bush. And then it's got copies of the receipts. What would be going on at the White House with underage callboys being delivered there?
Well, Craig Spence was a very big lobbyist. He was a pretty powerful person. He was a real mover and shaker. And he had my escorts actually have tours of the White House. He was so powerful that he could arrange the midnight tours of the White House for escorts that I employed.
So you were involved with that?
Yes, I was. Craig Spence was my biggest client, spent about $20,000 a month. He had these beautiful parties at his house that would look like a who's who of Washington, D.C. There would be power brokers, lawmakers, government officials, media people. It would truly look like a who's who of Washington. And, of course, his house was set up for blackmail. There were two-way mirrors. It was audio taped, videotaped. So that's how Craig was able to have such influence and was such a successful lobbyist.
And get into the Central Intelligence Agency connection there. Can you speak to that?
Sure. Craig was a CIA asset and one of the clients that as I name in my book, was William Casey, and he was the director of the CIA. He was a very good friend of Craig Spence, and he would be at these parties. So it's a pretty interesting place.
Well, again, I don't just go off your book. I've got mainstream news articles about it listing your name. And so we know that at least much of what you're saying is true. It's we know this is going on, but I want to get from you when we come back. Folks should get the book, Confessions of a D.C. Madam. You have a lot of courage to put it out with Nick Bryan. I want to get from you, how widespread is it? InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins. toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Anytime Congress starts getting out of line, the globalists will just burn a few House or Senate members. And then everybody basically runs to the hills and doesn't argue with their marching orders. Back in 1989, Tom Brokaw reported on the scandal that Henry W. Vinson, our guest, was part of. Here is that report.
And if Washington doesn't have enough to talk about these days, the Washington Times reported today that unidentified White House aides in the Carter, Reagan, and Bush administrations now are being investigated for using the services of a call boy ring. The paper reports that two of the male prostitutes were given a late-night tour of the White House last year. The White House Press Secretary Marlon Fitzwater said he knew nothing of this investigation. NBC's Lisa Myers reports her sources in the U.S. Attorney's Office say the investigation is not focusing on prostitution, but on fraud involving the use of credit cards to pay for the call boy services.
There you go. Let's go back to Henry W. Vincent and his co-author, Nick Bryan. Henry W. Vincent is a known, admitted, major gay madam who was operating then and who the CIA basically used to set people up with, I guess, unbeknownst to him. And that's the rest of the story of how they use this NSA-type grid to totally control everybody and then manipulate our morals as a way to bring in a total tyranny. Henry W. Vincent, I mean, hit the key points here because you've already covered some bombshell info, but I don't want to encumber you from really telling the public the meat of what you want to get at.
Well, I just want to talk about blackmail. What an integral role that blackmail plays in the American political process, and that it usually doesn't come out until years after the fact. And when I was in the escort business, I had clients such as William Casey, Charles Dutcher, Paul Balick was the Labor Secretary, Elizabeth Dole's political personnel liaison, Larry Craig. So I think that's circular. I think it was going on before I got there, and I think it's still going on.
Well, sure. And, again, people say, I don't want to hear about what people do sexually. The issue is that it's being used to blackmail people, and that's how special interests are in control today. From what you know, are things better today or worse?
I think it's just a constant. Kingdoms, empires, syndicates, unscrupulous groups have all deployed blackmail since time immemorial. And blackmail has played an integral role in the political process for hundreds of years. So blackmail was going on before Henry ran his escort service. It was going on while Henry was running his escort service, and it's going on well after Henry left the escort business. So, and it's going on today, there's no doubt about that.
Is there any way to stop this? Is there any way to reverse this? Because if people can be blackmailed, or in the case of the IRS, just intimidated into going along with things, special interests will be able to basically create a total tyranny.
Well, the problem with that is people have to be edified. Blackmailing of our politicians is a disease within our society. That it's like a cancer that's eating away at our society. And the only way that you can get rid of a disease is by diagnosing it. And Americans just are not aware that their political system is being co-opted by blackmail. They're not aware of it because the media doesn't report on it. And a number of people that used Henry's escort service were high flyers in the media. So, I've written in this area for a number of years, and definitely the people that are the highest targets for blackmail are politicians and also people in the media, because you need a compromised media to cover up for the malfeasance that's going on in the government. If we had a media that told the truth, then Americans would just hit the streets in droves, and things would change at that point.
Henry Benson, did you ever know the D.C. madam, or what did you think of her case?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Henry, did you know the D.C. madam, or what's your take on her case?
No, I didn't know her, but I am familiar with her because she operated years after the fact. We both ran escort services in Washington, D.C., and both of us were dubbed the D.C. madam. The federal government subjected both Ms. Palfrey and me to a crucible that was designed to ensure our silence or ultimately crush it. Ms. Palfrey was merely running an escort service when the Justice Department smacked her with a 14-count RICO indictment, and I was walloped with a 43-count RICO indictment, so I was potentially looking at 295 years behind bars. And I think Ms. Palfrey became overwhelmed by the Justice Department's crucible, and she was unwilling or unable to cope with the government fleecing her of all of her money and status and depositing her in federal prison. So I think the government is very effective at silencing people when they are out to do so.
Break down
people in the know.
Sorry, go ahead, Nick Bryan.
They're very good at silencing people in the know. Deborah Jean Palfrey, I think that Henry was much more aware of the blackmail that was going on than Deborah Jean Palfrey, because The Department of Justice came after her with a 14-count RICO indictment, whereas they came after Henry with a 43-count RICO indictment. He was looking at 295 years in prison. And the government said to him, if you keep your mouth shut, we'll give you 5 years, but if you talk, we will put you away for the rest of your life. So I think Henry's information was probably far more damaging than the information that Deborah Jean Palfrey had. And conspiracy silence, that documentary that's been suppressed, but I'm sure that you've seen it.
Sure. I was the first person to be sent it about 18 years ago when it didn't air on Discovery Channel. I aired it on local access television, so I'm fully aware of it. Why don't you fill in, as an investigative reporter, Nick Bryant, who's written books on this subject, the level below, or I guess you could say above, even nastier, in fact, many times more nastier, because I personally am for the decriminalization of prostitution, not because I even endorse it, but because I'm a libertarian. I know it only creates corruption. The pimps want to keep it illegal. You know, sunlight is what disinfects things, but when it gets into the underage people and even children, talk about that.
Well, Craig Spence, in addition, he spent $20,000 a month on escorts from Henry's escort service, but he also employed female escorts. But he also provided children, too, and I've written a book about that. And Craig Spence provided D.C. power brokers with whatever they wanted. If they wanted young men in their 20s or young women in their 20s, they'd be provided with young men or young women. But if they wanted young children, in their, they'd be provided with that. They'd also be provided with drugs. It's when you read Henry's book, you'll see that the art of blackmail is really down to a science. Spence would have parties, and there'd be power brokers at his parties. Henry talked about the power broker cocktail parties earlier, where the people in the administration would be at these parties. People in Congress would be at these parties. Ted Koppel, William Sapphire, high flyers in the media would be at these parties. And they would start out as like straight cocktail parties, and people would be getting lubricated on alcohol. And maybe at around 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, somebody would maybe break out some cocaine or something sexually inappropriate might happen. And at that point, people that were freaked out by it would leave, and those who wanted to stick around, the serious customers, they'd be compromised. They'd be given whatever they wanted, and then they'd be compromised. And that's how this system works. Is that it's essentially a honey trap. And Henry was compromised firsthand. Craig Spence was asking Henry about his escort service, and he ultimately motioned Henry into a closet, which had a trap door, a secret door behind the closet. And there was a bunch of monitors in this secret room, and Craig Spence hit a couple of buttons, and Henry saw himself talking about his escort service. So anybody that was even talking about illicit things in Craig Spence's home, like Henry, was susceptible to being blackmailed.
Now, that's the CIA with stuff 25, 30 years ago. Imagine with the eye of God, as they call it, these systems that can dial into all your smartphones, all your computers, all your appliances, track what you're doing, or plant things in the digital record, what they're doing with this. This is just unbelievable, and it's so criminal. It's so antithetical to a free society. And with the election season coming up, remember, when they bring up all these private scandals, they're total diversions from... Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
We're trying to investigate and understand why our country is degenerating so quickly. We have Henry W. Benson and co-author Nick Bryan on with us, Confessions of a D.C. Madam. Gentlemen, where is the best place for folks to get the book to really dig into this and understand it? It's very well documented, full of photos, graphics, news articles, you name it.
Well, you can go to my website, henryvinson.com or amazon.com or Barnes & Noble.
All right, let me run through some of these questions that I want to get to here. You were initially glad to have Greta Van Susteren as your defense attorney, but not for long. What changed her tactics with your case? I mean, there's a lot of big players involved in this. And, boy, look how she got rewarded.
Well, I was very disappointed with the way Greta Van Susteren represented me, because the government accomplishes two objectives when she was my attorney: my silence and imprisonment. And at the onset of my case, she filed an 11-page motion to mandate the release of my clientele list that the government had previously seized from me. And Greta argued that the names of my patrons should be released, because if the government's assertion was accurate and my escort service was in actuality a prostitution ring, my clients aided and abetted a criminal enterprise. She said she felt that forcing the government to disclose my clientele list would have baited zealous prosecution of me. But the U.S. Attorney for D.C. Contested Greta's motion, and the government used a rather disingenuous argument. They were worried about embarrassing the client. So shortly after the U.S. Attorney and the judge ruled that the clientele list could not be disclosed, Greta started to change her tune, and she was urging me to take a plea agreement, which was 5 years in prison. Ultimately, I did enter into a plea agreement with the government, and I spent days being debriefed by the government officials. I told them everything I knew, everything I'd witnessed, which was very incriminating, and Greta, unbelievably, didn't attend any of the debriefings where I was incriminating myself.
Wow. You've kept your story quiet for so long. Why are you now breaking your silence?
Well, after all these years, I've undergone a 25-year character assassination by the media, and I just wanted to tell my side of the story. It's never been told. But second, I do believe the American political system has become a wayward aberration of the ideas it was built upon. And I believe that blackmail plays a much more integral role in hijacking our political system than what most people know.
Sure.
And of course,
sorry, go ahead.
Americans aren't aware because the media does not report on it.
Sure. Do you think your sexual orientation played a role in how zealously they went after you? I mean, you can go to Las Vegas and there's prostitute ads on TV. I mean, it's just so hypocritical that they selectively target certain groups.
Well, I do. I think that my sexual orientation, because I ran a gay escort service during the Reagan and Bush 1 administration, and many of the politicians and power brokers that I provided with escorts were closeted Republicans. And it would have been a death knell to their careers if it came out that they were soliciting the
sure, so they wanted to shut you up even though you hadn't spoken out. Even though it was the CIA that was releasing all this stuff, you were getting the blame. Let me expand on that. What percentage, I know it's a guesstimation, dead reckoning, what percentage of Congress would you say is bisexual or gay?
Well, we've had a lot of clients. I would venture 30-40% of them. We've
yeah.
had a lot of clients.
Yeah, that's the number I've gotten from a lot of other bigwigs, about 30-40%. Finally, and then you can have the floor here at the end with you and your guest, your co-author. In running a gay escort service, you were exposed to many incredible scenes, heavy drug use, orgies, pedophilic type fantasies, just name a few. What was some of the more sinister things you were exposed to during your time as a madam?
I think the most disturbing and sinister thing I was exposed to was the fact that politicians and power brokers were provided with children if they had those inclinations. I was consistently pressured by D.C. power brokers to provide child prostitutes to their power broker cronies, but I refused to have anything to do with child prostitution. And the federal government was aware of the facts because I told my government debriefers about an interstate pedophile network that was providing D.C. Well, politicians and power brokers with children.
Sure, the finders got exposed, and the government was involved in that, and they covered it up.
This network was the Larry King, Craig Spence network.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a separate network.
Nebraska.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to get into that. In fact, I want you to spend a few minutes on that. We'll both have you back to expand from this area in D.C. out to the really nasty underbelly of this. But what about the famous gay congressman, Barney Frank, who didn't get in trouble, but it turned out his boyfriend was running an underage callboy network, 14-year-olds and stuff out of his house, three-story Georgetown deal. But that was on the news back in the 80s and 90s as well.
Henry employed Barney Frank's lover. He worked for Henry, Frank Joby.
That's right. Frank Joby was the one on those newscasts I've seen from the archives. And it's just crazy. Remember a few years ago before Frank retired, Barney Frank, he said, look, mess with me. I'm outing you all. And remember how quick they backed off on the corruption investigation?
And he was also one of the principal cheerleaders for the bailout, which is kind of interesting. He went against his constituency and really was a big cheerleader for the bailout. So I think Barney probably had some skeletons in his closet also, other than just his homosexuality.
Good God. And that's investigative reporter Nick Bryant. Nick, I want to give you both about 2-3 minutes here at the end. We'll have you back soon on the nightly news, you know, uninterrupted, to really break this down, and we can then, you know, document everything for the TV audience and actually show people news articles. But spend a few minutes on where the rabbit hole goes, Nick Bryant.
Well, the rabbit hole goes all the way up to the pinnacle of the Bush administration. And it's kind of interesting. What brought Henry down was he was providing escorts to Donald Gregg. And your audience might not know who Donald Gregg was. He was George H.W. Bush's national security advisor when Bush was the vice president. And Donald Gregg was getting gay escorts from Henry on his government-issued MasterCard. And a GAO employee called Henry because they were running these credit cards through a funeral service, a funeral merchant account. So a GAO employee called Henry up and asked him why Donald Gregg was purchasing so many funeral accessories from him. And so Henry told the GAO employee, government accounting office employee, that was kind of a personal matter with Donald Gregg and that she should talk to Donald Gregg about it. And then Henry called Craig Spence and said, the GAO is calling me about Donald Gregg racking up all these funeral accessories on his government-issued credit card. And Spence invited Henry to his place, and there, waiting for Henry, was Craig Spence and a member of George H.W. Bush's cabinet. And they told Henry that they wanted him to cover for Donald Gregg, and he refused to cover for Donald Gregg, who ultimately became the ambassador to South Korea when Bush ascended to the presidency. And that's and Henry was given a threat by a cabinet member who was sure obviously part of this network. And then shortly thereafter, the Secret Service raided Henry, and that's when all his problems started.
Well, all I know is that Congress is compromised. They're doing things that are against the country, against themselves, against common sense. And it is just a giant disaster, a giant mess. How do we fix this? How do we turn this around, Henry W. Vinson?
Well, I think we turn it around by exposing it. I think 90% of the media is controlled by 5 major corporations, so the media does not publish a lot of these things. And, of course, the federal government has a greater dexterity to cover up sex scandals in Washington, D.C., because the federal government is the U.S. attorney for D.C., who prosecutes all D.C. crimes, is appointed by the president. The FBI and Secret Service are also minions of the executive branch, and Congress controls the budget of D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department. So D.C. is, everything that happens in D.C. is very easily covered up.
Kind of like Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but that's not
exactly
really true. It's being used for blackmail. I remember having Senator DeCamp on probably 15 years ago and hitting delay and delay and delay, because he was saying Boys Town and it hadn't come out yet, and that Penn State was a pedophile ring. And I told him, sir, you can't talk like that on air. It hadn't been in the news. I'm not going to cover it. I just cover stuff that's pretty much already there, or we break it ourselves. We don't speculate very often, very rarely. And then years later, it all comes out. And we all know Sandusky was just one level of this. I mean, my God, I hate to think how deep this goes. It's crazy.
Well, the American ruling class probably would make Caligula envious at this point. And Washington, D.C. is certainly a Babylon unto itself.
It is. Listen, Mr. Vinson, Mr. Bryant, thank you so much for your courage. People should get the book, Infections from D.C., Madam. I want to have you back up in the near future. Have a good rest of your Sunday evening. Be safe. All right, folks, I'm out of time. Great job to the crew. I didn't get to some of the news. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., Lord willing, we'll be on the air with the weekday transmission. Please spread the word.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 844-2-GUNS-80, that's Guns80.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dot.